I'd like to say something to that too. Can I explain what I talked about? You don't think it was about your job and your job. No, really, it was because
you're amazing.
You guys,
I love these guys.
because it's like I said, it's like our microphone. Anywhere else in society, we're not hurt.
They gave up their jobs for us.
And they fought for us. And, like, hearing from you, Judy, and John tonight
was nice.
It was nice, but hearing about being arrested and all this stuff still doesn't give me much more hope. It
doesn't give us an apartment spam.
I became a single mom in 1997. You know, sorry, it was an abusive relationship. I had to leave for my children. I fight to this day for my kids because they're the most important thing to me. But I've worked since my youngest daughter, my oldest daughter was 2 weeks old. And it just seems like wall after friggin' wall after friggin' wall. They eliminate mother's allowance. Well, I started working at $10 an hour. I had a job $10 an hour because I became a single mom, okay? Now that I'm making $685, because I've lost my job because of numerous things, okay? I had to work 12-hour shifts just to keep the house on the friggin' ground for my kids to have a roof over their head, to have heat in the house. Food in their mouth. Christmas was chaos. And this is the reality of it. Like, I've done everything I could to help hold the roof up. Hold it up. And social services, I don't know why they even put it there. I mean, like, all they asked was for child care. I don't want benefits. I don't want to be in social assistance. I don't want to be labeled a class. I just want to raise my children with a little bit of pride to make them feel like they're going to be okay. But no, I'm working 12-hour shifts. $10. No help, nothing. What's the next to come to your door? Children's Aid. And you want to talk about the loss of every bit of pride you had in your blood? Gone when they knock on your door. Gone. And we're out there fighting for our kids. We don't want to be a class. We don't. So when you ask what you want us to do, these people are out there doing it every day and getting arrested. You know what I mean? There's hundreds of people like Catherine and Sam out there doing legal services, fighting riot police for their reasons, right? And why? Like, I never got an inch of hope out of this room tonight. Not an inch. Not a freaking inch. Now, I can't work 12-hour shifts to keep the roof up because of Hot Jones Aid. Why aren't you spending time with your children? I'm doing it because their father couldn't. I am mom and dad. I'm it. It's a big chain reaction. So when you ask what it is that you can do, I'm not leaving here with the answers today, hon.
Ontario Works should have daycare. Where's Rob? Let's go.
Alright then, well, I guess if there's no one else, then I guess we're going to wrap this meeting up. It's just to remind everyone that the next 10 action group meeting is on December 11th at 298 Albert Street at 7:30 p.m.
Just before we go, I couldn't. I'm sorry. I had to leave, but there's just something I think needed to be said about.
I have one question. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
How old are they?
15 and 4.
15 and 4.
Okay. Now, let me say. The statement that was just made about what this woman is up against is absolutely true in terms of the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But I came here tonight to talk about a particular situation that we're confronting along the way in building a movement. But I wasn't trying to put forward the argument. The answer is to find ways to get arrested. What I wanted to stress was that we have to build a movement that's strong. And the Tenant Action Group in Belleville is a particularly striking and important example of the kind of organizing that can be done in communities. TAG hasn't solved the problem of poverty in Hastings County by a long, long way. But it's raised a banner. It's intervened in situation after situation to defend people, and it's ensured that when those people, I see the mayor has a parking spot just around the corner, when those kind of elites get together, they have to be aware of the fact that poor people in this community have a voice and have an organisation that is beginning to organise and to begin to challenge them. And it's an organisation that can win victories, and it's an organisation that can grow. So the suffering and the pain hasn't gone away by a long, long way, but there is resistance in this province, and resistance is very, very precious in this situation. And it's fought out by people in many, many ways. We're not looking for the 500 people in Ontario who are most ready to mix it up with the cops. We're looking for a movement that can involve thousands and thousands of people resisting in their own ways, in their own communities, each and every day. That's what we're trying to build, and that's what we're committed to building. And there is a great deal of suffering in Belleville, but there's also hope, and hope is stronger because of the existence of the Tenant Action Group.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for an extra minute.